Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey, what up? Jay Foreman, DP Austin Orman, old school, live in effect, 1040 O Street, 90 degree day, top 10 day so far. Low wind, a lot of stuff you could do.
Shout out to Lincoln. Sun's out, buns out. It ain't guns out. It's buns out in Lincoln. Y'all just out here showing out. I'm walking by the window. I was like, hey.
That's young people. Clothing is optional.
Nah, this wasn't young. This was not young. No, this was somebody's.
They said it's age is only a number.
This was somebody's auntie, man. It was her. They went. I was like. And she waved. I put my eyes down real quick. Like I wanted no confirmation whatsoever.
There it is. We were brought to you by the Mercado 35 Piedmont Tea, Special Ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th and Maple, up there in the O in the Metro. Little continuation from yesterday's Jerry Curl conversation before we are in it.
Who's in your Jerry Curl Mount Rushmore? Which needs to really be a thing.
Mike Jackson. Anytime your Jerry Curl is so wet and
catch fire.
He's at a close second. Is somebody that you will never meet. Mm. And he is from Gastonia, North Carolina.
Gas House, AKA
the Gas House, home of Big Game James Worthy. My man, Leroy, they call him the Hammer Smith. And I don't know why they call him the Hammer, because my man is like 6'2", 128.
Blade.
Hey, Austin.
Blade.
128 pounds.
Your boy weighs more than that.
So I got invited to with Tony Womack and a lot of retired professional athletes. We went places. It was called the Black Golfers, you know, Association. So we went out there, and they just, you know, put your name in a hat. And
look at Austin nodding like he understands the Black Golfers Association.
Austin doesn't know.
It's my first day in the club.
Austin's in there once he got that shave and got his first shave. Right. Things have changed now,
right.
DP.
Right.
The world has changed.
Right.
Yo, and fair. I got hooked up with this dude, Leroy. And I remember looking over and I was like, and it was hot, but the tee time was at like 7. You had to get there at 7. You know, everybody put in for skins. And then you would tee off at like 8, 8:30. So it wasn't that hot. And I remember looking at him, and he had this white in the red billed trucker hat, and it looked like he was sweating, right?
Austin Orman. Austin, I looked over. What color of pink is that you're on your face right now?
Magenta?
His head down.
Was it magenta? Is that magenta?
Jay had his head down. Austin's head was...
He got magenta on.
Hey, Austin's chin was all the way up. And she walked by and Austin flushed.
Is magenta pink?
Flushed.
I don't know, man. Yeah, all right. I got you laughing at me, laughing at everything going on.
Well, Austin and DP, I looked at this dude and I was like, dang, he's sweating. So I was like, but he had a Jerry curl that he put so much stuff in, his stuff was wet. It was dripping off the bill of his hat. Leroy Smith, a.k.a.
He sprayed while the hat was on. The hammer
had the wettest Jerry Curl in Jerry Curl history.
No, the guy.
Besides Michael Jackson.
The law says Pinky from Fridays.
That was a wig, though.
That was a sensational. That was a sensational Jerry Curl. Oh, Sheila. Like, Ready for the World had, they had five dudes, and they must have spent an hour getting the juice before they went on stage. There and they always wore white. And I was like, how do you?
And you know that was like a little bit of like dirty white out there with that right? Jerry Curl juice.
Like, it was the thing. So who else is in your, so you got two. Who else is in your Jerry
Ice
Curl?
Ice Cube for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Old boy from Coming to America. And that's
I got
better.
One for you.
Who?
AC Green.
Yeah.
AC Green had serious, like the consecutive streak and the Jerry Curl.
Yeah. And his hair never, like, he had good hair.
Uh-huh. He didn't need to.
If Eric Dickerson made you get a Jerry Curl, is he by default in your Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he's the commissioner. He's the icon of figure. Plus, Eric Dickerson was just smooth with every pad imaginable made for mankind. He a big dude.
He covered everything. At 6'2", a legitimate 6'2", 225, right? 6'3", 225?
4'3", 40.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up. Throw the head back.
Yeah.
When you if you ever wanted to explain to somebody running straight up, Eric Dickerson.
You know who he ran like? Eric Dickerson ran like, because he had world class speed as well. Mm. But he was don't sleep on Eric Dickerson. Dropped a hammer on you.
Mm.
Remember when Michael Johnson was running a 200 straight up and powerful when he won his gold medals? Yeah. That's how Eric Dickerson ran he was.
Dickerson was but Michael Johnson, his heels hit his behind every stride.
Yeah.
Powerful, Eric Dickerson, though. I don't think his heels ever saw his behind.
He powerful, though.
Because he was just bump, bump, bump. He was just popping them.
Yeah. But we're back to the NBA Finals. Celtics against the Mavericks. Kyrie and Luka against Tatum and Brown. So forth and so on. Depending on who you listen to, who you talk to, what you read. You know, the Mavericks are going to sweep. Celtics should win easily. It should go seven games. If Celtics don't win, then, you know, the Celtics are going to blow up. Porzingis, you know, you hear the thing. Porzingis is the X factor if he plays. You know, I think Stephen A. Smith said the Celtics can only win if Porzingis plays. That's their only chance. There's a lot going into this series. I think the first game, this first game is going to be like a boxing match where you have two like heavyweights and you're expecting a lot of action and it's real slow. You know what I mean? Like it for the first like 6-7 rounds. Who was that? Michael Cage? Yeah. But Michael Cage is look like Michael Cage, that's not a Jerry Curl. That's a bit messed up process that was supposed to be a Jerry Curl.
Right?
Because it's long there. Man. DP is head over heels on the Jerry Curl. Matter of fact, we're gonna put it out to the text line right now.
Uh-huh.
Text line if you're listening. Here you go. Jimmy Williams.
Jimmy tied Williams.
It. Come on. He's a defensive end.
Jamie Williams have a Jerry Curl?
Jamie Williams was the tight end.
Didn't he have a Jerry Curl with the Niners?
I will not answer.
I'm positive. Lionel Richie had a two-year run of Jerry Curl.
Everybody on the text line, we're taking names now for your all-time
Jerry. You said Rick James. Rick James had a really good cornrow.
And the little braids he had. Looked like he just went to Jamaica.
And the glitter. Like he had the glitter.
He had it all.
Yeah.
Buffalo's finest.
Yeah.
We're taking suggestions for the Jerry Curl Hall of Fame while we talk. Try to get to this NBA Finals talk.
I'm sorry to distract, but that was fantastic. I mean, Deion's at it.
I did look up Michael Johnson. You were not kidding about his heels. I didn't think you were, but needed visual confirmation. You were not kidding.
Well, he broke the entire sprint game. Because the conversation of your shins aren't supposed to extend past a certain point. But Michael Johnson was the one who was like, no, I need full extension. I'm going to take fewer strides than everybody else because I'm actually going to fly. Like, he wanted his feet off the ground as much as possible. And so his heel would hit his butt and he would heel, plant toe, heel on the lead leg. And get off of it pretty quickly. So him, Ben Johnson was another power runner that way. And then Skeets Nehemiah.
Yeah.
Who had a very good Jerry Curl. Actually, didn't Jerry Rice have a Jerry Curl?
He did. But he had the high top with it, though. His was kind of like a little peewee in the front.
He was a poodle.
Yeah.
He was a poodle. We understand.
Anthony Bailos, Nebraska mid-80s. Must have been football. Mark
Icky Woods.
Yeah, Icky Woods had one.
Icky Woods. Marcus Dupree. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, Oklahoma.
That's all you could get down there is a Jerry
Oklahoma. Curry. Every running back from Oklahoma. Billy Sims. Joe Washington. Marcus Dupree. All of them Jerry Curled. Because JoJo had his when he was with the Redskins.
Yep.
And it was a thing. It was a thing. But all of Billy Sims, Joe Washington, Greg Pruitt had.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
To Jerry Curl out of Oklahoma. Elvis Peacock had to Jerry Curl.
Yeah.
Yeah, Oklahoma is Jerry Curl Central.
That's all you got down there.
Because Keith Jackson had the Jerry Curl at Oklahoma.
One of the most country people I ever met was from Oklahoma.
Who's that?
One of my friends back in Charlotte, Daryl Carrington, his wife. She ate the whole blue crab, DP. Mm-hmm. Everything. I'm talking about the shell and all. Wow. I looked at her, I said, listen, man, you ain't even civilized.
Leave that man alone.
I talk about people in Ruskin, Louisiana that eat possum. You ain't even civilized.
Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think white people got introduced to it through Soul Glow.
You did once we sat on that couch.
Through Soul Glow, but
Soul Glow was just the commercial.
Yeah, that was, I mean, actually, I thought the better Jerry Curl in a movie was actually Keenan Ivory Wayans.
Yeah.
From Hollywood Shuffle. That was the better because in the way it goes, he was investigating a crime, Robert Townsend, and he had to go interview Keenan's character, whose name was actually Jerry Curl. And in order to get him to talk, he stole his activator bottle. And his hair was drying up like right in front of you. Yeah. So it went from full Jerry Curl, juicy Jerry Curl, to tight, tight afro.
Yeah,
because he couldn't get his activator on. He needed to, that was his superpower, was the Jerry Curl juice. It's pretty hilarious.
Because Jerry Curl juice was expensive. So what cats used to do is take one bottle, Austin, put half and half, put water in there. But that's how your stuff gets dry. Your boy Earth.
That's college students who didn't have money.
Straight up.
You had to work it out.
Make a stretch.
Hey, shampoo, Jerry Curl juice.
Your boy Earthquake is off the chain, though. He said the song Jerry Curl by Poison Clan is fire.
100%.
That's how famous the Jerry Curl is.
100%. But he had a Jerry Curl, the movie, he had a dance. Do the Jerry Curl. I'm sorry, but I love that way too much. Well done. Oh, they're sending in pictures. Oh, that's good.
Ricky with the Yankees is the picture.
Yeah.
Mel Hall.
Yes.
Yes. Mel Hall.
Yes. Pedro Martinez and his brother, Ramon. Because Ramon had. Ramon. Oh, you know who it is? Baseball fans from the 80s. I'm going to take you back. He pitched for the Atlanta Braves. Pascal Perez had the best Jerry curl ever. He pitched wet, bruh. He pitched like
that was it. That was part of his little slider.
Oh, it was. And he would. Pascal was the one that would like he would talk to the ball and he would like hot pump. Hot, oh yeah. Oh Jay Foreman. Hold on, Jay Foreman. I got you. Hold on. Yeah, bro. That thing was wet. That thing was wet. Like he.
The equipment manager hated him.
Oh, he never had a clean jersey.
No. Always looked like he was sweating.
Pascal Perez. He was one of my favorites, man. Love that dude. But you think about that. Baseball, because of the hat, you got to see it. Football, the helmet was on.
Yeah. It baseball, messed up your Jerry Crow.
Yeah.
That was just for the offseason.
Pascal Perez, bro. That I need to think about him more often. I love watching that dude pitch. Oh, he was like 6'5". Talk about your guy. 6'5", about 130.
Like Plastic Man.
Pascal, like I'm pretty sure he was a vegetarian. I'm pretty sure that him and Gonza got very familiar.
A late night muncher, man.
Oh, but, man. Yeah, the text line, y'all wild.
Yeah. Hey, man, it brings back a lot of little nostalgia, Austin. I doubt they were able
Lee
to
Smith.
Take, I doubt they're able to take care
Lee of Smith yeah, Lee Smith with the Lee Cubs.
Was, yeah, big 47.
Oh, yeah.
Big 47. And, of course, Andre Dawson.
Yeah, Hawk had serious. Rafael Ramirez, too. Atlanta had a whole group of Jerry Curls because it was Georgia in the 80s.
Hey, hold on, time out. Did you hear? He said Atlanta had a whole group of Jerry
Curls. Well, because Dion, Pascal, that's like, hey,
DP. Like, hey, that's like in your scouting report. Here come the Jerry Curl.
Here they come. Look.
Look and feel good playing.
Look, Rufino Linares, Claudel Washington, Pascal Perez.
Billy Weiss, Hughes Johnson,
they
too.
Had Billy went with it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, man. Like, they Jerry Curled it. It was Atlanta.
Hey, this is another Jordan P. Julio Franco. Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, but that was part, like, if you were Dominican back in the day, like, that was kind of.
Yeah, Geronimo Barrera.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? That's kind of how.
But that's all you saw on TV. That's how they. That's what they thought America. You can't come to America when we're playing professional sports from those countries and not have a Jerry Curl.
Well, they thought it was the thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, just imagine you get picked up by the Yankees. You're looking at Mel Hall and you got a little taper fade.
Well, they had Atlanta. Well, New York was so different. Atlanta allowed to put, because they were bad for so long, they allowed players to do whatever they wanted. Where the Yankees were like, okay, no, they had a no Jerry curl policy, and then they had a no beard policy and a no mustache policy, and they've kind of bounced back from it. The Red Sox was like, okay, we're going to be anti Yankees. So if the Yankees are going to let you do it, well, Dominican players start going over because Poppy had a Jerry curl run. Ortiz had a Jerry curl run.
He said Jerry curl run.
Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown for the Redskins definitely had a Jerry curl.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it's just part of the deal. Anyway.
Texas thing, because I want to prank call somebody right now by calling there and asking if Jerry curl is there.
Y'all wild.
They're funny, boy. Text line, we love it today, man. You guys are—you definitely are.
They've been waiting.
They loaded
up for this.
They've been waiting since yesterday.
Like they loaded
so
up.
So it's good that we just spent 30 minutes.
Well, he pulled. And let's give full credit to Dominique Wilkins.
Oh yeah.
When I talk Atlanta, him, Tree Rollins.
But here's why Dominique Wilkins, Jerry Curl was next level, because he's one of the most. He might be the most explosive dunker of all time. I mean, he mm-hmm. would. When he dunked, it would look like he was angry at the rim. Like, mm-hmm. what the rim do to you?
Yep.
Right? But when he would dunk, the only part of his Jerry curl that would move would be this little, like,
curl.
The little curl.
Little curl.
And you curl. Can see it on TV. Because you know what's crazy? Back then, I was blessed to watch the Bulls all the time and Dominique Wilkins.
Well, that was because you got Atlanta and you got Chicago.
Yeah.
And then sometimes New York.
Yeah.
And because WOR.
Yep.
And those were the first three that got superstations on the cable. Somebody just said, Tony Gwynn, Lord, leave that man alone. Leave the second greatest hitter of all time alone. He couldn't help it.
But Tony Gwynn gets extra props because he had a Jerry Crow while he was a basketball player at San Diego State and a baseball player. So he got you double time.
He earned it. He was legit in how it was done.
And he could hoop, too.
Well, didn't he have the assist record until like 3 years ago at San Diego State?
I don't know, but I know he was.
That good. Sounds right.
Oh, here we go, earthquake. We're going to go to break on this.
Oh,
yeah. Yes, sir. The dude that had it, that broke
every
the color,
metric.
He broke the color barrier. Todd Christensen.
I need to call his son and tell him I was talking about his dad because his son is natural. Yeah, it really was. It really. You know who else could have Jerry Crow?
He might need a 23.
You know who else was close? Because Christensen had the white afro. And that would be a conversation for the greatest white afros.
He might need a 23
but,
and me.
But, yeah, the Todd Christensen. Well, yeah, because he ran and kind of played like, like he had game. but you know who, we don't give him credit for having one of the great white afros ever? John Riggins. John Riggins with the Jets had the serious white afro.
Yeah, good hair.
And then he mohawked it.
Yeah, he's like Patrick Mahomes before. He had the Mr. T mohawk, though.
Oh, yeah, bro. Okay. Let's get that break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break, come back. We will talk about the NBA Finals. Kyrie, Luka against Tatum and Brown. Jay Foreman, DP Austin. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.